There is a movement to change the names of two landmarks in Yellowstone National Park, the nation's oldest national park, and that is bringing to light long-buried atrocities. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie has this report, and this is where I want to mention that some of the details are disturbing.
On a cold January day more than a century ago, U.S. troops massacred nearly 200 Piikani people on a Montana riverbank. A few were young men.
The rest were women and children and old folks. It's hard to imagine.
That's Chief Stanley Charles Greer of the Piikani Nation in Alberta, Canada. And the people killed were his ancestors. Accounts of the massacre are brutal. Soldiers killed a mother breastfeeding her baby. They shot sick people hiding under blankets.
Survivors were basically executed by axes, and that's pretty barbaric.
And the man who helped perpetrate this massacre was Army Lieutenant Gustavus Doan. He was 29 years old then. In photos, he's wearing a soldier's uniform with combed black hair and a massive waxed mustache. Doan later went on to explore parts of Yellowstone, and his compatriots named Mount Doan after him. The name stuck. But for Chief Stanley Charles Greer, Mount Doan is a celebration of violence perpetrated against his people.
Doan led that attack and fully implemented the massacre. And as a result of that, we feel that's an atrocity to humanity, and it's essentially war crime.
Massacres like this were a major part of colonizing the West. And the men, like Gustavus Doan, who perpetrated them, were sometimes honored with mountains, valleys, and towns. Take Army General William Harney. He was nicknamed Woman Killer after he helped massacre nearly 100 Lakota. But a mountain named after him was renamed in 2016. And now tribes are trying to do something similar in Yellowstone. Last September, leaders from across North America gathered there. A couple rode horses and some wore cowboy hats. They were there asking the federal government to change the name of Mount Doan to First Peoples Mountain. They also want to rename the iconic Hayden Valley. The person it's named after was one of the first surveyors of Yellowstone, Ferdinand Hayden. He compiled a geological survey that called for the extermination of American Indians.
He basically incited this hatred towards indigenous peoples at that time in his policies, in his written statements.
But earlier this year, Park County commissioners in Wyoming voted against changing Mount Doan in Hayden Valley. They said people there like the names. They're used to them.
This has nothing to do with the Native Americans.
That's Jake Fulkerson, one of the commissioners.
And there was one article that we saw that said, commissioners against the Indians or something. And that's garbage.
Fulkerson says the whole issue is overblown. But he and the other county commissioners don't make the ultimate decision. They can only make a recommendation to a federal body that will. It's called the U.S. Board on Geographic Names, and Lou Yost is the guy in charge.
No one thinks about geographic names until someone wants to change one of the names that they're familiar with, and then everybody gets all emotional.
He says his board gets about a dozen or so controversial name changes like this every year. And when they're trying to make these kind of decisions, they'll ask for recommendations from federal agencies and state, county, and tribal governments. The board's researchers also compile historical documents and corroborate accusations. In Gustavus Doan's case, they found mountains of evidence against him. Back at the park, Chief Stanley Charles Greer says erasing Doan's name from Yellowstone is a long time coming.
It's really meant to represent justice.
The board is still waiting on a recommendation from the National Park Service, but says it could make a final decision on the Yellowstone landmarks as early as this fall. For NPR News, I'm Nate Hedgie in Missoula, Montana.
This story came to us from the Mountain West News Bureau, a public radio collaborative.